Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
So getting kids to go to bed is a lot easier than you think. But if you haven't experienced it, it's almost impossible to imagine. My name is Dr. Fred Ray Librand, and my wife Jody and I educated our kids from birth to college at home. We care a lot about education, helped start a private school. I've taught in college and high school as well. So I'm kind of pro-education. Just worked for us to do it at home. But here's the trick. We saw all of our kids sleep through the night from 6 weeks onward as babies. Slept through the night. Someday maybe I'll walk through how we did that. But what I'm more interested in is just telling you, if you have problems getting your kids to go to bed, here's why. I learned it from some friends of ours when we were young, had no kids. We went to somebody's house and I saw Gary say, go to bed, and the boys went to bed. And you know what? They didn't get up. They didn't come interrupt us. They didn't come do anything. They just went to bed. And later that night, I said, how do you do that? He said, oh, no exceptions. That's part of the trick, having a bedtime and then organizing it for them to go to bed. Now, here's the adjustment that we learned. When you have a bedtime and it's time for them to be in bed, and we frankly staggered it, you know, the older you were, you could step later. Of course, three of our boys live in the same room, so they always waited for their oldest brother for us to come in and tell them stories, so they kind of stayed away. But here's the trick. You've got to quit caring if they go to sleep. Eventually they will. You set a bedtime, that's the bedtime, and what you care is they stay in their bed. They can stay up all night if they want. We told them that. We said, we don't care if you sleep or not. I mean, we want you to sleep, but that's your choice. What we do care about is that you stay in your bed, because we need to have a break in life and organize their life. And they need to learn some discipline, all the rest. You know, if they go in the military, they're going to have to do that anyway. So it seems to me that if you can just simply set a bedtime, my experience, and say, that's the bedtime. We're not doing exceptions. I get it. Sometimes grandparents visit and you go out of town, but basically no exceptions. And finally, most strategically, we don't care if you sleep. We just want you in your bed all night until getting up time. Got it? Hope that helps.